Turundusraadio .
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to our Marketing Radio talk show number 171. My name is Anu Malnarits. I'm going to be a host today here in the show. And my guest via the phone is Mr. Jens Meyer, who is Managing Director in Jack Morton Worldwide and in Germany. Hello, Jens.
Hello.
Turunduse tulejoonel.
And we talk today about measurement of events. To start the topic, or to introduce the topic, I would like to say that when we met in Estonia for about half a year ago, and we discussed and have a nice chat about Estonian golden egg, and as members of jury, we discussed also how Estonian companies measure the results of events. And we realized that there is a lot of room for improvement in this in Estonia. And so today we have a chance to learn from you, from a top-class event company, about the best practices in event measurement. So let's start from the beginning. How is the event planning measurement evaluation system set up in your company?
So obviously for us, that's three different things. So first of all, event planning obviously is separated kind of from the measurement, because it's, or measurement is a separate tool into the event planning, because as the event planning, we see the overall approach to how we execute events. That's for us very strongly related to a internal system which we use to an online system which we use for our event planning, which ties back to the financial issues, which ties back to the budget, and where we develop the full event planning out. Then the measurement obviously is something which we implement in our strategy. So for us, it is very important that if we do measurement for our events, that's something we kind of, you know, try to push our creatives and our strategists to. It has to be embedded at the very beginning of everything we do in what we call brand experience, which is not only event, but event is a part of it. And that starts for us with, you know, setting measurable objectives, building KPIs against it, and then do the actual measurement while the execution. So you could say for us it's embedded in all steps through a event, starting with the strategy.
Can you describe me or give me a good example about what kind of KPIs, for instance, do you measure when arranging an event?
So obviously there are tons of KPIs, and you can measure event very much related to what kind of event it is, what kind of objectives you had to do. So for us, it starts, as I said, with the objectives. That could be something like, you know, raise awareness. If you do internal events, it could be something like improve commitment or generate demand, generate sales. That's all objectives we, at the first place, discuss with our clients, what they would go for. And then you build the KPIs against it. So if you talk about awareness, for examples, that could be registration, could be the footfall on a booth you do on an exhibition, could be impressions if we go into social media, could be premiums collected or anything like that. If you talk about improved commitment for internal campaigns, it could be the preparedness of employees, it could be their motivation, or the customer pledge of commitment, if you measure that against the KPI or against the objective we just described. And then if you're talking to sales, it's stuff like, you know, new customer sales, repeat sales, and so on. That could be all KPIs against a objective of generate sales.
How often do you have the situation that the customer doesn't know what the KPIs could be and you need to educate the customer? Or is it usually that they know what they want to achieve?
I mean, more often than you would expect, especially if it comes to events. And it's not only county for customers. I don't want to blame the customers. It's the agencies as well. I mean, we see on a lot of instances that you run into an event because there is a rush, and then you didn't really agree on the objectives. You didn't have KPIs against it, and afterwards you have a hard time to measure against anything. That's on us, on the agencies, to really, as I said, start from scratch, start at the beginning, right when you do the strategy together with the clients. Be always aware to set objectives, put KPIs against that, and then in the execution, measure against those KPIs so you can really judge on the success of an event afterwards. Because then again, we all run into these situations where you did an event and then somebody asks you, so how successful was it? And you didn't have the right objective set, you didn't have the KPIs set, you didn't do the right measurement, and then it's very hard to really judge how successful it was. Then you come with very general approaches to success or not success.
So it often means that that when you don't have the KPIs in present, then it means that it might be that the agency didn't go fully in trying to understand what the aims are, and just kind of thought that, okay, let's do a fun event and that's it.
Yes. Or, you just measure the footfall. Or it's how many people were there. So if you lack to set the right objectives and you set the right KPIs, you end up with poor measurement and you end up with a very general approach to success or not success of an event.
But let's take an example. We have a trade fair and we have a booth, and we have a company who goes there for the first time. So they have no clue what the KPIs could be. What would you suggest them to measure? And are there any kind of international benchmark what could be achieved during the first fair?
So again, that brings us back to objectives. So to give a... This is a very general question. So it's the first time you go to a fair, what to measure, but that would relate back to what are your objectives. So what did you try to achieve going to that fair? Is it raising awareness? Is it improving, sales, or is it generating demand?
So finding two new contacts with whom to work. If this is the answer you get.
So as I said, we always look into we would educate to find out more on objectives.
Okay.
And to give you some broad examples, what can be done, to be a bit more specific, what
Excellent.
Do we do with companies if it comes to, first of all, as we said, footfall is one thing you measure on a booth, obviously how many people visited. But then, again, go a step further. I mean, generate leads? So be sure you capture data about the people on the booth. And there's different things you can do. You can do whatever digital interaction. It can be personal interaction of your sales staff with the people. But then again, make sure you capture all the data you need. Or, have interaction on the booth. We just did recently a very big booth for a company coming out of the petroleum industry. We did together with them a digital display where you could learn more about their product. And you just capture data, how many people interact and in what kind of information are they most interested. So you can really measure about the interest of people in certain types of product at this fair. Or, as I said, bring it back to capturing personal data so you can follow up in the process afterwards. That would be our advice. And then again, as I said, it just comes back to objectives. Make sure you know exactly what they really want to achieve with the booth, because there is no general solution on KPIs. It's related to what you try to achieve.
So when the KPIs are set, so how to set up the measurement system? So how do I know after every day, are we online with the targets or are we behind?
Yes, and then that obviously varies very much with the KPIs. So as I said, this can be just footfall on a booth where you collect the data, how many people visited. It can be personal sales-related data you collect with a interactive display where you have to enter your name to get more content, and so on and so on. And for us, it's either you do it by the end. For example, we did a booth right now at the Mondial, the Paris Auto Show, where we had this kind of displays, we had VR experiences, and we captured data on how many people did try which experience related to which product to generate, you know, overall, because the objective was in that case to create awareness. So we could really explain at the end of each day how much awareness each individual product line generated in the course of the day.
Wow. It's really very cool.
Yeah. And this could be, you know, this can be done interactive, this can be done digital, this can be done physical as well. I mean, even collecting a business card from a potential prospect will give you a lot of information, obviously. And then you can, at the end of the day, evaluate how many business cards you collect, and then you qualify the leads following. So there is a lot of stuff that can be done. It doesn't need to be interactive all the time or digital. You can also do it like a very old style, which is still good, writing down information, you know, having the right set of material for your employees so they can collect data about the people on the booth as well.
Very good. If we turn now the questions more towards the internal events, what are the measurements there? Let's say that the HR department sets up a target that we need to increase team building. So just a kind of very vague target. What could be measured based on this information?
I mean, again, this is very much related to you know, how motivated are the people. You could measure that against that. You can do it with a survey afterwards. You can measure the level of engagement if you do it this digital with the ongoing process. So there are, again, several elements you could use to measure something like a very broad approach, like working on team building. But then, again, as we all know, the work starts, so team building is nothing you do immediately. So you would need to measure in the process after you started the initial kind of team building approach, how much did collaborative work improve? You know, how much, for example, we are a network agency, so if we would talk about team building and working with our sister agencies for whatever it is, it would be you measure how many projects did you do together? Did you get additional sales through to collaborating with others? All this could be measurements for internal events as well. And if you look into team building, you need to follow up and you need to look into how does that develop from initial start point.
Very good. So we need to really dig into depth to understand not just the meaning of team building, but what would be a result of the good team building or the improvement in team building.
Exactly. So this is, again, setting the objectives. What do you try to achieve with the team building? Do you want to have more collaborative work? Do you want to have less turnover in your staff? You know, people staying longer within the company, keeping qualified resources. So it's, again, going back to you need to set the objectives first. So what do I want to achieve with team building?
What are the main challenges, even for you, when you are kind of measuring everything in detail? What are the main challenges in measuring the success?
The main challenges are what we just discussed, is that you need to set up the right objectives and the right KPIs, and that's where the problem starts many times. That we all lag together with the clients to set the right objectives. we all elect together with the client to set the right KPIs to measure against it. We just measure the wrong stuff, or we just, as we just had in your example, it's team building, so what can you do on team building? But we don't dig deep enough into what is the objective behind it. So what is the rationale? Why do we want to have a better team building, or why do we want to do team building? What is the objective behind that? And if you don't dig deep enough, I guess that is the biggest challenge. We don't have the right objectives, we don't have the right KPIs, and measurement is not the best one at the end of the day.
And it means also, if I'm thinking now loudly with you, is that if you don't know what the basis is, let's say that how many collaboration projects do we really have inside the company and how much money do they really create every day? If you don't know this information, it's very difficult to set up a target for an event, isn't it?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more with you. And again, it's digging deep inside. So what are we measuring against? So if you measure improvement to anything, you need to know where are we right now. It's a very good point. I mean, this is, as I said, this is the basic strategic work. So you need to really look into where are we right now. So to know what level of improvement I have after I did a certain campaign, I need to clearly know where to start.
Yeah, when managing your kind of own company, it's probably easier to dig in and understand the numbers. I do understand that Estonian agencies, event agencies working with clients, sometimes are maybe a bit afraid that maybe if I ask these numbers from the customer doesn't know, and then they pick up another agency who doesn't ask these numbers.
That would be very sad, and I mean, to be honest, then we need to educate our clients. Seriously, if you really want to be successful, we need to collaborate. And we, as an agency, see ourselves as an extended workbench of our client. So we see us as part of their team. So if we need to develop something like this, we need to have basic information, and they need to provide us with basic numbers. I mean, we all know that there are certain numbers are maybe confidential. Okay, they will not give us the exact, but there are other numbers which are not that confidential. We are all under NDA, so we need to be included and we need to be involved to be really successful. Otherwise, I mean, the client will not have the full result of what he tries to achieve. And if that's a reason for a company to go with a different agency, maybe they're better off in going with a different agency because you're not the right agency for them anyway.
Absolutely, that's true. Who are the best benchmarks in measuring events?
In terms of what you think, in terms of if I look out there in advertising agencies,
yes,
or digital agencies,
yes,
who would,
yes,
be the benchmark?
Yeah.
So
whom to benchmark? Besides you,
I personally think we are all in the same boat. So I shouldn't see them as a benchmark because they should be, we should be on the same level than everybody else. And I think we do quite well as event agencies in doing it. But obviously, for example, digital agencies. Yeah, there are great tools out there for digital agencies to do measurements, and they might be a step ahead of us. But as we, for example, Jack Morton, we see ourselves as a brand experience agency. So we use the same measurements as our digital sisters, our ad agency sisters. So we think we're on a good path. But if you would ask me, it's probably the digital agencies because they have the best tools and they have the most direct tools of response to measurement. But then again, for them also, it all comes back to, if they don't set the right objectives at the beginning, if they don't do the right KPIs, all the good measurements tools will not help them. Because if you haven't set that one right, what does the measurement help? Because you don't know what to measure against, and you don't know what to achieve with what you just executed as a campaign. So as I said, I think we're all in the same boat. But if you want an answer, it's digital agencies.
Is there anything concrete from the digital agencies? Would you say that, okay, I would love to have this kind of thing also in the event measurement?
No, it's not. It's just that they have, they have the most direct tools to measure the interaction of people with their campaigns. So maybe sometimes it's easier for a digital agency to do the actual measurement. But as I said, for me, it's much more about right objectives, right KPIs. And I don't think there is anything we need to benchmark against.
Okay. Is there anything new happening trend-wise? Are there any new things people look about what to measure?
I think it's more about new things happening in the world of events that have a big impact of what we do and what we measure against. It's things like content marketing, which is now playing a big role. So we try to create events, you know, to have content that we can share afterwards. It's providing content more in deep, so people leave us information about themselves to get to this content. And it's the whole new world of including virtual reality and augmented reality into the events world. So if I look at those two trends, both of them have an impact on how we measure. Obviously, the content marketing gives us great tools to actually do measurement. Again, if you do the right objectives, the right KPIs behind that. And on the other hand, if you look into VR and augmented reality and the use of that in events, we still need to work out how to measure that right. Because I've seen so many of that stuff on recently at events, and I do have a feeling that there was no true measurement behind of what you achieved with that. So as we are in a very early stage, it's a lot of the, you know, we just, you include something, but you don't have the full understanding how good you could use that to measure.
But how could it be measured then? If you take just an hypothetical case that using virtual reality, what could the measurement be in order to understand, is it worth or not?
So measurement for virtual reality.
Yeah, bringing in kind of virtual reality into
yes,
event.
Could be several things. I mean, I can measure the level of engagement. You know, how long did the people stay with it?
Okay.
How many people did use it? And then if you go into more deep, you need to get a follow up done so you can really understand: did it change something in their brand perception? Did it change something in their understanding of a brand? Did you move them in the sales cycle? So that's stuff you need to do as a follow-up. So and that's what I said. I mean, we're really just at the beginning of using those elements in events. It has a lot of It has a lot of opportunities for us, but we still need to find out how can we measure that right and make sure we fully leverage the possibilities that have, and we measure against it so we can tell our clients what they really can achieve with it.
Very good. Do you use any type of return on investment measure, or is this kind of too far from the events?
We do, and I don't think it's too far from the events. If you look, we do a lot of exhibition design, for example, and exhibitions are done to do actual sales a lot of the time. So there is a connection. Or we do, for example, we just created a very successful lead generating campaign for a large scale company coming out of the electronic industry. And we created leads in they've been looking into IT, head of IT departments and stuff like that. And we created a tool to generate leads for them. So we generated a couple of thousand leads. And then if that follows up, we qualified the leads and then it goes into sales. And that's something you can really measure the return on investment because, if you follow the process and don't stop measurement after, so we generated 5,000 leads, but then what's happening afterwards? If you follow that, I'm very sure you can do some really nice work and get some really good feedback out of that.
A return on investment, is it about hundreds of percentage what should be targeted or thousands of percentage or where the kind of the level is or what to benchmark with?
I mean, if you turn on, if you talk on return on investment is only, so how do you measure it? So again, it goes back to the objective. What was your objective? If you want to generate sales, it's much easier to measure what the return on investment is. If one of your objectives was raising awareness, obviously the return on investment is only a single part of what you did in that campaign. And I don't believe it should be hundreds or thousands if you talk onto return on investment. But I mean, if you do a campaign, I mean, you certainly should make more money out of it than you invested in it. Otherwise,
yeah, that's
there is
true.
There is no rationale behind doing it. And to give a general number on that is really hard because it's very different if you do sales on mobile phones or you sell services to the IT industry or you sell chemical products or whatever it is. I mean, there is obviously a very big difference in that. And in the scale that you can leverage sales or return on investment with events.
Turundusuudised. And the topic is about Estonian design team that currently is redefining Estonian brand, its visual guidelines, creating toolbox for marketeers. And they have also conducted a massive research about Estonian values and also have agreed that the main values for us could be digital society, pure nature and smart people. They are also writing brand stories on the values and also commenting in weekly blog posts about the process. And now the question for you is that how could events be used in order to market a country?
Absolutely. So my first question on that question would be, so what are your objectives? So what do we do?
Yeah,
we want to just raise awareness for Estonia.
To create some awareness probably would be better.
Demand for incoming agencies? So you have meetings and events going on in Estonia. Do we want to enhance tourism? So that would be the first thing I would ask. So, yes, okay. Events could be something, but what would be the objective?
Yeah,
what do you want to achieve with that event?
That's good. Let's say that the first answer is that we are not known at all, or almost not known. This is the biggest problem for us. No one knows. I know that you know and a couple of more people in Germany, but not more.
Known with whom? Known with people going for vacation there, known with people doing business there, known with people, the events industry, the MICE industry, so you want to attract people coming to Estonia, having, large-scale conferences, doing events there. I mean, there are several initiatives from other countries all over the world, obviously, to attract this kind of business because it's a big industry, the meeting industry. So what would be the target group? Because, as I said, it all relates to what do you try to achieve? What is your objective? Before you can say, yeah, this is the right tool to do that.
And that's true. It's difficult to answer here because I don't know. And often the answer is that we want them all during the same event. We don't mind tourists to come. We don't mind the MICE industry and we want the businesses as well.
Yeah. So as I said, this is very difficult. Events do help. Events are a great tool. If you do something, no matter which target group you're going for, if you do an event, obviously you only reach a small part of the people you actually try to achieve. So yes, it could be great to do a kick-ass experience, a great event which is infectiously shareable, so people, spread through Twitter, Facebook, and whatever channel how great it was and what a experience Estonia created for them. They visited, so a lot of people learn about that. So yes. And in that context, I would say, yes, events would be great as a part of a general marketing mix. And events would be great to, in a campaign, to create content about Estonia. So, short videos, impressions on Facebook, that's the kind of stuff you want to generate with an event in that context.
And this could be part of our general marketing strategy, not just event strategy on its own.
I mean, you could have the event in the center of a overall strategy. As I said, use a create event to create content, spread that content to all other channels. Yes, that could be. But I wouldn't do a single standalone event in that case. No, the event should be embedded in a overall strategy, but it certainly could be in the center of that. You could use the event to create something, a campaign around that using multiple channels.
Is there any country that is extraordinarily good in using events in the country marketing? Do you recall anyone?
I have to admit, I couldn't say. Because I'm not their target group, obviously. I mean, I usually get invited from to stuff like, you know, some countries market themselves. I never go there, so I don't think it's, you know, it's worth my time, because if I tap into, I know where to go and who to ask. So I couldn't recall a outstanding, you know, country marketing. I mean, if I look into Germany, I know some about my home state, which is in the south of Germany called Swabia. They did a great campaign talking about that we were capable of doing everything besides talking proper German, which was a really nice campaign. It just sticked into my mind, but. Besides that, I don't have a single country right now on my mind, which I know that that's an outstanding job, but I'm sure that they are.
Turunduse täht.
The question is there anything nice, interesting, noticeable that would deserve your weekly marketing award for this week?
Yes, and I looked into, and obviously we do some research about what's going on in the world of events and the world of brand experience every week. So if I look into last week, there was something really nice Toyota did in the UK with a pop-up installation to promote their new car design called CHR, which is a car they will be launching beginning of next year. And they did this, beginning of last week, they started a full immersive pop-up experience with the car where you could, you know, design related to your city, the backdrop to the car, do a picture of it, receiving a gift from them, which you can immediately share on Facebook, on Twitter. So this is a really, really nice campaign they did, because it was really shareable. It created interaction with the people. So it created awareness for the car. So this is a campaign I really liked, and I really would have on the top of my kind of marketing award list in the events industry or marketing industry for last week.
Very good. The candidate from our side is Estonian Road Authority. They have launched the new video campaign about the reflectors that people should need during the dark times. They should need the reflectors, and they are using it's a short video. Unfortunately, I can share it with you currently. They are using it to show how people very creatively try to make things reflectable using their reflectable bicycles, just coloring them, or kind of the putting reflection color on the bicycles, yes, and then different clothes and different shoes, showing that it's possible to make yourself reflective, kind of in a very creative, different types of ways, and also kind of Estonian celebrities are used in this video. So this was the candidate from our side. But usually at the end of this part, we need to decide who will win. And what do you think?
So let me know, why did you pick yours?
Because there is not very much happening in Estonian marketing currently. And this was one thing that was suggested from the team, that we should maybe talk about this campaign a bit more than usual.
So because that's for me, it's always, if you want to, what is the best one? You always need to talk about, why did you pick it? So I picked mine because, awareness is important, but they designed the experience to have engagement. They designed the experience to be human, and they designed the experience to be useful and infectiously shareable. So for me, that's a great campaign which fulfills those needs. So I would ask you the same. What is the purpose? What is the rationale behind choosing the campaign of the Estonian Road Authority? Is it because it was very creative, or did it fulfill anything else? Did it create engagement? Was it shareable, or is it? What is the rationale behind choosing it?
I think the rationale here behind the campaign is that yes, it was shareable. And I think also that as we every autumn talk about how to use, that people need to use the reflectors when it's dark here during the winter, that I think that they found a new angle how to talk about a rather boring topic, showing that it's not only putting small reflectors as usual, but you can do something differently really to kind of be creative in the process and do it a bit more fun than usual. So probably this was why it was chosen.
Okay. So we should split the prize between the
No. but I think that probably the Toyota's understanding of how to design all the experience was a bit more advanced. And I think that today we need to learn from Toyota more than from our small video about the reflectors. Is my suggestion. Would you agree?
I agree. So let's go with Toyota.
Very good. Very good, Toyota team. Thank you for educating us and being a good example. And we send you a weekly marketing award that is a form of diploma that we noticed you and we are all learning from you.
Thank you very much for this. And it was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you a lot, and I'm really sorry that we didn't get it work at the beginning. It was really
nice.
And really educative. So I do hope that all our event marketeers do listen to it and are better next time when they plan all the events here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you a lot. And dear listeners, thank you for listening to us, and please listen to us again in a week's time.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.